Workbook A, Step 2-2, and Workbook B, Step 2-2. Listen and tick the correct box. Can you continue the dialogues?
Number 1.
Can you help me to clean the kitchen?
Sorry, I can't. I have to go shopping now.
Number 2.
Can you help me to water the flowers?
Sorry, I can't. I'm busy.
Number 3.
Can you help me to wash the dishes?
Sorry, I can't. I'm helping Peter with his maths. I'm sure he can. John!
Unit 6. All about winter sports. Course book, step 2-3. Talking about skiing facilities. Listen to the dialogues and tick the correct box. Dialogue number 1.
Where should we go skiing tomorrow, Mum? I'd like to go to the Seefelderjoch.
But that's too difficult for me. Let's go to the Geschwandkopf.
What do you think, Mary?
Yes, let's go there. Is that all right with you, Tom?
Yes, fine. How do we get to the top?
Let's look at the plan. There are 3 chairlifts.
And how long does it take to get up?
Only 7 minutes.
Good. That'll give us a nice long day of skiing tomorrow.
Dialogue number 2.
Where do you want to go skiing tomorrow, Alan?
Let's go to the Birken lift.
Are you good at skiing?
Yes, I am.
And you, Bill?
Fairly good.
Well then, let's go to a more difficult run. Let's go to Rosshütte.
Yes, good idea. And
how do we get there?
First we have to go up to Seefelderjoch by lift, I think. And then we take the run down to Rosshütte.
How long does it take to get there?
About 15 minutes. Okay, we all agree? So, we'll try the lifts around the Rosshütte tomorrow.
Well, I hope it's not too difficult.
Dialogue number 3.
Where shall we go skiing tomorrow, Mum?
I'd like to go to the Seefelderjoch.
But I'm not very good at skiing. I only learnt last week, remember?
Well, let's go to the Geigenbühl then. That's easy. That's just right for you, Linda.
What kind of lift is there?
Only a drag lift.
How long does it take to get there?
About 20 minutes by car. Dad'll take us. I'm sure you'll like it, Linda.
I hope it's not too steep.
Step 2-4. Listen again and take notes if necessary. Dialogue number 1.
Where should we go skiing tomorrow, Mum? I'd like to go to the Seefelderjoch.
But that's too difficult for me. Let's go to the Geschwandkopf.
What do you think, Mary?
Yes, let's go there. Is that all right with you, Tom?
Yes, fine. How do we get to the top?
Let's look at the plan. There are 3 chairlifts.
And how long does it take to get up?
Only 7 minutes.
Good. That'll give us a nice long day of skiing tomorrow.
Dialogue number two.
Where do you want to go skiing tomorrow, Alan?
Let's go to the Birken lift.
Are you good at skiing?
Yes, I am.
And you, Bill?
Fairly good.
Well then, let's go to a more difficult run. Let's go to Rosshütte.
Yes, good idea. And
how do we get there?
First we have to go up to Seefelderjoch by lift, I think, and then we take the run down to Rosshütte.
How long does it take to get there?
About 15 minutes. Okay, we all agree? So, we'll try the lifts around the Rosshütte tomorrow.
Well, I hope it's not too difficult.
Dialogue number three.
Where shall we go skiing tomorrow, Mum?
I'd like to go to the Seefelderjoch.
But I'm not very good at skiing. I only learnt last week, remember?
Well, let's go to the Geigenbühl then. That's easy. That's just right for you, Linda.
What kind of lift is there?
Only a drag lift.
How long does it take to get there?
About 20 minutes by car. Dad'll take us. I'm sure you'll like it, Linda.
I hope it's not too steep.
Step 4-1. What is Jane talking about?
Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello, Peggy. How are you?
Fine, thanks, but what about you? I heard you had an accident.
That's right. It happened while we were skiing.
In Aviemore?
That's right. You know Duncan and I went skiing last Saturday.
Yes.
Well, we really picked the wrong day. The weather was beautiful, so, as you can imagine, there were thousands of people on the slopes.
I suppose you had to queue at the lifts.
Right. It took ages. But we managed to ski down a few times in the morning.
Well, when did the accident happen, then?
In the afternoon. After lunch, we went up again. I had just got off the lift and had started to ski when one of my bindings came undone.
Oh, how terrible. And you fell and broke your leg?
Oh, no, not then. I wasn't hurt. Just out of breath a bit. A few moments later, Duncan came along, and that's when it happened.
What, Duncan caused the accident?
No. Duncan came along, took off his own skis and tried to help me with my bindings.
Oh, I see. Somebody else ran into you.
Right. A young boy came skiing towards me. He wasn't a very good skier and was going too fast to stop. Duncan had his back to the boy, and I didn't see him until it was too late.
Oh, no.
He ran straight into us. I broke my arm.
What about Duncan?
He was lucky. He wasn't hurt. But the boy broke his leg, too.
So he was sorry he had tried to go so fast, I suppose.
Yes. Actually, he was very upset. I think his leg really hurt him.
Step 4-2. Listen again and number the pictures.